There used to be small-scale commercial stone grist mills like this one all over the Willamette Valley, but this and a couple of others like it are believed to be the first since the Great Depression.
Right now, we're in the process of milling hard red wheat into whole wheat bread flour.
Clint Lindsay manages sales for Green Willow Grains in Brownsville. There are about 1 million acres under cultivation in the Willamette Valley. In 2007, more than half was devoted to grass seed, the number two crop in Oregon at the time. Then the housing market collapsed and took grass seed prices and acreage with it. They still have not completely recovered. Grass seed is now number six and accounts for about 40% of valley acreage. Some farmers switched part of their acreage to food crops, wheat, rye, beans like pintos and garbanzos, even a little quinoa for the gluten-free crowd. Green Willow took it further, adding value to their wheat by milling it.
It's working great. We can't keep up with the demand. People seek us out, and you know, now we got all we can handle.
Green Willow is small enough that the flour is bagged by Clint's father, Mike, all by hand.
Indeed. One at a time.
The bags are even fastened using a hand tool. Lindsay says bakers are finding new flavors in small-scale wheat flours.
That's an exciting thing about growing wheat is it's similar to wine in that it has terroir. It's got flavor. Each year is different, and depending on where you grow a given variety, it could taste different grown here than it could growing on the east side of the Cascades.
Terroir is the set of characteristics imparted to food by the soil and climate. You don't have to go far to find a baker using Green Willow's flour. At Randy's Main Street Cafe, just down the block, Tiana Millard uses it for sandwiches.
It's a light wheat bread. It's really delicious. A lot of our customers come in just for the bread, I think.
This might seem to be a nice little success story to some people. To Harry McCormick, it's part of a movement to change the world. McCormick, who farms in Corvallis, leads about a dozen organic farmers who want to build a local food economy and get away from a globalized food system.
The biggest thing that we were looking at and continue to look at is that this is an unsustainable food economy that we live in worldwide because it's all based on cheap fuel.
McCormick believes we'll see a big rise in fuel prices in the future. He argues that local is fresher and healthier and better for the valley economy. He preaches that gospel to grass seed farmers unsure if their market will ever fully recover. Advocates of producing more food and more kinds of food locally point to environmental and energy benefits, but sometimes it's a net benefit to the environment to truck products from far away. Oregon State University professor Larry Lev says, take coffee. You could grow it here, indoors, but it would take a tremendous amount of energy.
So you go through crop by crop, production system by production system to figure out what could make sense and what might not make sense.
While the Willamette Valley is still the grass seed capital of the world, according to Lev, much of the grass seed acreage is not well suited to anything else.
There's soils that are kind of clay, so they don't drain very well. There's not irrigation, so it's ideal for grass seed because you don't want it to rain in the summertime when you're trying to harvest a seed crop. And it's less than ideal for any kind of a food crop when you would have to irrigate, and many of these acres don't have water available to them.
Still, Lev says much grass seed acreage could be converted to easily meet a growing demand for locally based in-season crops. And Harry McCormick says he and his Bean and Grain Project have been getting calls from around the world.
There's a model now, and it's been picked up even in India and places everywhere. Ohio, I've talked to growers there that are doing it. If you go into Vermont, New Hampshire now, you'll find grains being grown there for the first time in years and years.
The yields some of the new wheat farmers are getting can be twice that in traditional grain-growing areas. In Brownsville, I'm Jacob Lewin for KLCC.